This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 11th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section of JLN. CFTC Chairman Heath Tarbert yesterday announced he is stepping down in an understated press release titled Statement of Chairman Heath P. Tarbert Announcing His Future Plans. However, so as not to let him leave without a flourish of that media wokeness that surrounded his tenure, the CFTC included a video set to music to make a greater statement about his leaving. It was not quite the Chris Giancarlo Kaiser Sosa exit pretending to be Satoshi Nakamoto, but it was fitting for Chairman Tarbert. You can see the video in today's newsletter. I want to thank Chairman Tarbert for his service and all that he accomplished. The speed with which he had his commission plow through the various outstanding issues was impressive. And of course, there are the record-setting fines assessed during his tenure. I will have more to say on Chairman Tarbert's tenure in a later commentary. On Monday, the CFTC's Technology Advisory Committee, of which I am a member, will meet under the leadership of Commissioner Brian Quintenz. This is probably the last time Quintenz will lead the meeting, as he has also announced he is leaving the CFTC. The agenda for the meeting was announced yesterday. You can see a link for it in today's JLN. Thank you to Commissioner Quintenz for his leadership of the TAC and his tenure at the CFTC. It has been a pleasure to work with him. The Trading Charity Act and Help campaign at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange brought in a record amount of donations as Deutsche Börse and nine trading houses donated 166,000 euros to nonprofit organizations, including the banks donating 66,000 euros to Help for Children with Cancer Frankfurt EV and the Association for the Promotion of Youth Welfare and Adult Education at EV. Deutsche Börse donated a total of 100,000 euros to the Frankfurter Tafel and Make-A-Wish, Germany. Speaking of Germany, Donald Trump was labeled, quote, loser of the year, unquote, by Europe's biggest news magazine, Newsweek, reported. The German magazine Der Spiegel delivered a withering assessment of President Donald Trump's 2020 in an article headlined, The Loser of the Year. Here is a way to keep up on FIA Japan. Follow their LinkedIn page. I followed today on an invitation from FIA Japan's Tony Crane. We had three new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Tony McCormick of Box, Robert Moore of Marquette Partners, and Jennifer Nayer of Vela all gave to our campaign to preserve industry history. Tony McCormick is a friend of JLN who has played many roles in the industry, including at Schwab and at Box. He is now the head of Box Exchange LLC, having previously served as the CEO of Box Options Markets LLC. Rob Moore is a friend of JLN, veteran trader, and general partner of Marquette Partners, an international liquidity provider to exchange-traded markets. Marquette Partners has been a loyal friend-level sponsor of MarketsWiki. We interviewed Rob back in 2011 for our History of Financial Futures project that helped spawn our history preservation efforts. Jennifer Nayer is the CEO of Vela and one of the highest profile female technology leaders in the industry. Her resume features impressive stops at Ready Global Technologies, NYSE Euronext, NYFIX, Omgeo, Mercator, formerly Braid, Thomson ESG, and the London Stock Exchange. Vela is also a loyal, friend-level MarketsWiki sponsor. Thank you to Tony, Rob, and Jennifer, and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. The CME Group is hosting a virtual invitation-only seminar today, Suzanne Cosgrove reports, honoring Professor Susan Athey, Economics of Technology Professor at Stanford Graduate School of Business, this year's winner of the CME MSRI Prize in Innovative Quantitative Applications. More information on Athey can be found in today's newsletter. Today is the 5-year anniversary of the American Financial Exchange, AFX, an electronic exchange that facilitates direct lending and borrowing for banks and financial institutions. AFX also calculates Ameribor, a market-based interest rate benchmark that serves as an alternative to LIBOR, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the press release from the CFTC announcing the departure in early 2021 of Chairman Tarbert. Statement of Chairman Heath P. Tarbert announcing his future plans. It has been a great honor to serve the American people as the 14th Chairman and Chief Executive of the CFTC, as well as one of the agency's 5 commissioners. Leading the men and women of the CFTC these last 17 months has been an extraordinary privilege, but like all good things, it must come to an end. Today, I am announcing that I intend to resign my position as chairman early next year. My comment is, what are his future plans? Here is a press release from the FIA thanking Chairman Tarbert. FIA thanks Chairman Heath Tarbert for his service. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan made the following statement on the announcement today by CFTC Chairman Heath Tarbert. My comment, there's nothing like good old Indiana manners from FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan. Here's an editorial from the Financial Times. Standing on the edge of the Brexit precipice, a no-deal outcome will hurt Britain more than the EU. The Brexit clock is ticking towards midnight, 3 weeks before the UK's transition period, and the mood in talks on a future EU trade deal is bleak, a no-deal outcome on top of a pandemic that has taken a grim toll of lives and livelihoods would be a failure of statecraft with grave economic consequences. The harm would be worse than for Britain, given the proportion of its trade that goes to the EU, but EU members would be damaged too. Any last chance of a deal will depend on a preparedness by both sides not to just compromise, but to understand each other better. My comment, I've never been a fan of Brexit. I respect the rights of people to make decisions for themselves. Maybe they should do that again. Here's a story from the Financial Times. What will Britain be without pubs? Publicans are facing financial ruin and being forced to dismantle inch by inch everything that makes us hospitable. Samuel Johnson defined hospitality as, quote, the practice of entertaining strangers, unquote. At a coaching inn near Chipping Norton, he remarked to his friend and biographer James Boswell, there is nothing which has yet been contrived by man, which so much happiness is produced as by a good tavern or inn. My comment, I can't even imagine. Here's a story from Bloomberg. China authorities detain Bloomberg News Beijing staff member. Chinese authorities have detained Haas Fan, who worked for the Bloomberg News Bureau in Beijing, on suspicion of endangering national security. Fan was last seen in contact with one of her editors around 11:30 a.m. local time on Monday. Shortly after, she was seen being escorted from her apartment building by plainclothes security officials. My comment, this is not acceptable. Here is the press release from Deutsche Börse about their trading charity. Trading charity at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange brings a record amount of donations. Deutsche Börse and securities trading banks donate 166,000 euros to nonprofit organizations. Deutsche Börse and the security trading banks or specialists active on the Frankfurt trading floor have reached a record donation amount of 166,000 euros at this year's trading charity. With the Trading Charity Act and Help campaign, the exchange operator and the 9 trading houses support a total of 4 non-profit organizations. Nice work from my friends at Germany. Here's a story from Fox News. Walt Disney World will digitally add masks to guests not wearing them in ride photos. If you visit Walt Disney World, you'll be wearing a mask one way or another. Disney World has allegedly updated how it handles people not wearing masks on rides by digitally adding the facial covering to rogue guests in the photos that can be purchased afterwards. My comment, it's a true cover-up. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the trade's U.S. authorities urged to investigate, quote, illegal, unquote, changes to CME market data fee policies about the data distributor Exchange Data International asking U.S. regulators to look into CME Group's proposed changes. Second was Bloomberg's Citi trial shows chain of gaffes leading to $900 million blunder. That is quite a chain of gaffes. Third was the SEC's cease and desist order for ICE Data Pricing and Reference Data LLC, requiring PRD to stop committing or causing any violations and any future violations of Section 206(4) of the Investment Advisors Act of 1940 and Rule 206(4-7) thereunder. Our Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is Paxos. Paxos has filed an application with the Office of the Comptroller of Currency to become a cryptocurrency custodian. If the application is accepted, the bank, which would operate out of New York, would be regulated at both the state and federal levels. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 194,780,697 pages viewed, with 24,692 pages. There have been 227,273 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe. And treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.